going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Motto Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
No way.
Oh,
no
yeah, way.
Yeah, way. No way.
Seaway.
Seaway? It worked? I made it. I'm in Florida, DZ, and I'm still on the radio. We did it.
We did it.
Yay. And I'm with my father alone in a house, and we haven't killed each other. It's a miracle.
What up, Stan?
Thank God he's in the bedroom right now. He's getting ready to go visit my mom at the hospital, but that's another story for later in the show. But I'll let you meet Stan.
Okay,
God,
good.
Help
yourself. I was trying to holler at Big Dog, man. I feel like him and I might be kindred spirits.
You might. Are you scared? Because I would be.
No, I'm meeting myself.
In fact, I am scared.
That's because you don't want us to be friends.
There's only one man in the world that scares me. His name is D.A.D., okay?
His name is Papa. Not that I ain't going to fight him too, though. Which I'm just not looking forward to it.
Well, my little victory is I made it to Florida. I got in late last night. My mom broke her hip. If you missed this on the show yesterday, I said I had to abruptly leave town. But our amazing IT guy, Ed, who we've had on the show before, our engineer, he hooked me up and he got me all set up. So I'm literally broadcasting from Florida for the next couple days and then I'll be back.
You do what you got to do, man. And when, woo! You know, duty calls and family needs us, you hit it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I made it to town. I got in at like midnight.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, you had a layover, didn't you?
Yep. Atlanta. Sure did.
ATL. I should have had my guy bring you some wings, man.
Aw, he didn't.
He would have made the drop off. I didn't think about it till just now.
Thanks for nothing, DZ.
Yeah, that's my fault.
What's your little victory?
Well, my little victory is that I get some peace and quiet in the studio.
Forget you. You know what? I can't stand you.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, so for the question of the day, we were talking about when you actually liked technology. Now, I like technology all the time, DZ.
Mm-hmm. I know you do.
All the time.
I know you do.
But you get a little weird with it. You're like, I don't need it. Not today. I'm a little weary of the new technology. You're like my dad. You're like, I don't know. You're like an old guy.
I still ain't figured out my new phone yet, man. Whatever.
Yes, you're getting better.
You're
getting better.
I had a huge problem yesterday, which might end up coming up on the show. Who knows? Whatever. But a part of it was because my phone wasn't connected the way I needed it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm annoyed.
Well, sometimes things happen that are good with technology, DZ.
True.
Like the other day, you lost your new phone.
You're right. Bringing me back.
And what happened?
All right. Well, I guess you are right because technology does have a way to bring you full circle.
Yes.
So I had it with Danny, our youngest.
Yes.
You know, our 18-month-old. And I went, my boy, you gotta chill, please.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept handing him my phone so he could do whatever he wanted with it. I didn't care what he did. And he just kept losing it. And I went,
I can't believe you gave a one-year-old your phone.
It's fine.
It's like you got a death wish.
It's fine.
Anyway, go on.
Because I had the comforting solace understanding that I could just ping my phone with my watch.
I love that feature when you can't find your phone.
Then you just hit it.
But you have to have an Apple Watch to find it, to ping it. It works.
At one point, you had to get somebody else to call your phone. And, I mean, Lord only knows. Like, if you had it, right? If you had it on silent, if you had it on something,
That's the problem. My phone's always on silent.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can't even say, go call it. You know, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work at all. But it is. My phone is on silent. Let's just call it 95% of the time. But even when that happens, you can still hit the old handy dandy. Boom, 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 boom.
Yes.
And it'll ping for you.
Love that sound.
That means my phone is near.
You know what I love about technology? The one thing I'm actually going to thank technology for?
What's up?
Listen to me right now.
Mmm. That's good. That is good.
When I started the show in 2004 at KISS, I could never have done this without seven briefcases, two engineers, and a guy coming with me.
And because, a building to do it at, too.
Honest to God, because I broadcast from American Idol in 2005, and that was a whole hoopla. I mean, that took a lot of work.
I can imagine.
So the fact that I was able to walk into General Mitchell yesterday with my suitcase, send it through the x-ray machine, and then the nice man at Mitchell goes, do you have some equipment in there? I go, oh, yeah, I do. He took out something the size of a shoe, a tiny shoe.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yep. And he looked at it. He sent it through. And I go, and that was all I needed to broadcast from Florida. The fact that I used to need seven engineers, two guys, all these things. And now it's like, I just got this little thing in my bag and I'm going to broadcast from a whole other state tomorrow.
You from halfway across the country.
And a microphone.
All you have is a box, a microphone, and headphones. I mean, your computer helps. Your computer helps, but you don't necessarily need it.
You and I can see each other on Google Meet. Mm-hmm. So it's like we're in the same room anyway, even though we're not. So I can do everything I do every day because of technology, which is crazy.
You're not crazy. Wrong. And in the world where we're all like, no AI, look at all the evolution. And maybe it's just me. I've gotten really antagonistic with how technology has evolved, but it doesn't mean I don't use it and appreciate it when it does come serve it in my life.
That's what I'm saying. Right? It's not always a curse. Technology is a blessing in a lot of ways.
I mean, who knows the health benefits, but we're not talking about that.
I'm going to be dead before we figure that out, DZ. Before the radiation and all that comes out, we'll be dead, okay?
I've been trying to turn myself into the Hulk.
It's just our children.
I mean, if gamma radiation turned myself into the Hulk anyway. That's what I've been wanting since I was like five, so great.
We're talking about the technology that you're grateful for or that you appreciate. Somebody texted in and said, I love using the ping feature on my children when they don't want to respond via text message or answer my phone call because they're playing video games or an actual alarm clock.
How do you ping your kids?
I don't know, but I've definitely turned off their phones.
Can you ping?
But I can do that from my phone. I don't know how to ping it.
Can you ping their phone from your phone if you got parental control?
Oh! Oh, wait a second.
That's what I'm saying. You could ping them.
You know how? You know what it is?
I'm about to get Sammy a phone.
I can tell you because you know what? I'm pulling it up. If you go to Find My.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to Find My them.
Maybe you can ping them in the Find My?
You should be able to ping anything in the Find My.
Yeah, I'm just looking here. Whatever. Not important. Anyway, whoever texted in told me another way to ruin my kid's life, and I was in. I was like, what?
Oh.
I can ping them when they're in the middle of a video game?
Another way to hover and overbear, please. Yes, for me.
They texted in and said, you ping from Google Life. They have to be part of your family.
Oh, weird.
Okay.
All right, but cool. Right. That's technology.
Well, yeah, we're talking about things you're actually grateful for. You actually want to thank technology for. DZ loves that he can ping his phone when it's lost. I love that I can broadcast from virtually anywhere in the world, I think, or at least America.
You know if that works in another country, per se, like South America? I'm asking for a friend.
I have a ticket to Colombia when I leave here, and I'll let you know.
Oh, wait. Hey, what? Hold on.
All right, 414-533-1037. We'll talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we were just talking about the things we actually are grateful for when it comes to technology. DZ said he's happy that he can ping his phone when he can't find it, which is really nice.
And I'm
with you.
Reluctant about even the Apple Watch at first. Now, boy, love it.
Well, and for me, it's just the fact that I could broadcast from anywhere when I'm having a crisis in my family, like right now, and I had to come down to Florida again.
Or when we want to take a vacation to Colombia, maybe.
And you want to still work, but be on vacation.
For real. It's a game changer.
Anyway,
it's a
game changer because technically, you know, I could have come down here and just not done the show, but I can do the show and still take care of my family. It's technology changes everything.
And I even tried to prompt you to be like, bro, don't do that. Don't worry about that. And you're like, gee, for the most part, I'm going to be just waiting on my mom either way. So why not still work, gee?
What's the difference?
If I can, why not? And I went, you're right, though. You're right.
This is my therapy, okay? This is my therapy for the day.
DZ, let me survive.
Let me work. All right, Kelly's in Sussex. I want to go to her first. We're talking about the technology you appreciate.
Oh, wrong. There it is.
Oh, there we go. He tried to do you dirty, Kelly.
I almost hit the wrong song. I ain't gonna lie. I almost hit Karen and Tishigan's song. It was right there. Oh, wrong song.
Kelly is not Karen. All right, Kelly, what is the technology you're actually happy and grateful for?
I'm going to say FaceTiming because with my son being in the military, it's been a lifesaver for this mom because sometimes you just need to see their face rather than hear their voice.
Yeah. Aww. Aww, you just tugged a lot of heartstrings on that one.
Well, especially as a single mom, too. You know, yeah. I know Kelly got divorced when her son was older, but my kids, I got divorced when my kids were little. So there wasn't FaceTime in the beginning. And now the fact that I can call them every night, see their faces, say goodnight, it changes everything.
Straight up.
It changes everything.
Straight up,
it's
Kelly.
It's changed our life. I think our connections.
I think you might have just won the day on that one because facts. Look, I mean, before I came back here, I ain't going to lie, I was working basically 24-7. I was working a lot. And for the first year or 2 years of Sammy's life, nightly, I put him to bed through FaceTime. And it'll kill you either way, but you appreciate it as much because that call is not enough when you just want to see your baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, amazing. Kelly,
well, and even with my mom, think about this. My mom's been in the hospital now for days. Every time I call her, I can see her. That one, I can see how she's doing. I can see if she's okay. I can see her in the hospital. I can see if she's being taken care of.
Yep.
Before, you were just on a phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can see her physically now. It's everything. That too. You know, how to take care of someone old. What about that? See?
Yeah, Kelly, you got it
on
that one.
Keep an eye on him. All right, Kelly, that was a good one. Thanks for calling.
All right, have a great day, guys.
You too. Much love. Bye.
Bye. I should pull up the text real quick. Let's see what people are saying. We're talking about the things we're grateful for with technology. Oh, Sherry in Caledonia said, love the video chat option. I can all and chat with granddaughters. I can call and chat with my granddaughters.
Yeah, quite frankly, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Kayla in Kenosha said she loves using Life 360 with her oldest daughter. It shows her location, alerts her when she leaves and arrives home in school, or also has crash detection. Nice.
The expansions of apps is wild, because before you had to have a calling card, go to a payphone, especially if you wanted to call people in, say, another country. Now, with tech, you got a thing called WhatsApp. Oh, it's a game changer.
Saucy Sandra kept it so simple, and she's so on point. You know what she said?
What'd she say?
The calculator in her pocket. Yes! Calculator! Thank you!
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Dude, when you said you were in the middle of a robbery, I said, excuse me?
Bruh. Unnecessarily involved.
I need the whole story, and then we can talk about whatever the problem is, because you had me at I was in the middle of a robbery. What happened?
Right. So mind you, I'm going to abstain saying the name of the place and establishment where I was at.
Fine.
Safety and satisfaction. Personally, I guess I would say.
But it's a store, like a grocery store, clothing store?
But I was at a clothing store.
Gas station?
A retail store, if you will. And
got it.
This was my third time there. Mind you, it was my third time there, because I had popped in earlier, then realized I didn't have my wallet. Yesterday, I didn't have my wallet. Forgot about it. And went, oh, dang, that's right. Tried to pay, tap to pay, whatever. And went, oh, dang, I got a new phone. That's right. I don't have any of my cards connected yet. I don't have my wallet to connect my cards either. So, shoot. So I went, hey, you know, after coming back twice, hey, you guys mind holding on to these items for me? And then I will be back. And they said, all right, we can't hold them past today. That's all. Said, cool, great. I'm going to hold them. Or hold them, I'll be back. Forgot I had rehearsal at Fiserv Forum last night. So when I leave at 9 p.m. last night, I go, oh, got to go to the store. I want to get this stuff. I don't want to miss it. I want to go buy it.
You were still going to go back. Okay.
I said I was going to go get it, and I wanted to be a man of my word. Plus, I just wanted the stuff.
What I love about you is you're like that one employee, that 16-year-old's waiting for me.
That
16-year-old, they know I'm coming back.
That 16-year-old wrote my name on a post-it note, and they're expecting me.
Before she closes the store, I'm going to show up.
They sent a corporate email about me, and I will not be letting them down. I'm showing up to get my items. And yes, I'm bringing my wallet.
I just know they were judging me when I told them to hold my items, so I'm coming back. You know it.
They just looked at me. I explained everything, and the dude was like, hey, okay, I don't care. Okay. Wrote my name down and was like, we can only hold
them
through the rest of the day.
They don't care.
Said, thank you, man. Thank you. I'll be back. So when I came back, I'm just trolling again through the store, bro. It's inevitable. I'm a shopper. So when I come into a store, I'm going to peruse. And as I'm perusing, I notice a man also perusing. Don't think nothing of it. See him a couple times throughout the store. I'm like, man, he's buying a bunch of stuff. Then I get to the checkout with my items, you know, say, hey, these are the items that are mine. Thank you. Pay and start to walk out. About 2 seconds, 3 seconds after I walk out, all I hear is beep, 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 beep. And then whoosh, somebody run past me with a mountain of stuff. And then whoosh, another body run past me.
Wait, was it going off from your items?
Not my items.
Or was it going off from, it was going off from his?
It was the items from the two people behind me that had just snagged a gang of stuff from the store. The alarms are going crazy.
Okay, wait. Because when you said that, DZ, my first thought was, wait, did they like frame you and put something on you so that when you walked out, they...
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They went off and then they ran past you with all their stuff.
Like, they thought,
deep. I'm going deep on this. This is like a bank robbery times seven, only we're at a clothing store at 9 o'clock at night in Milwaukee. So it's not really that extravagant.
I had two items and it was not
in
me.
In my mind, they have framed you.
I got
scared. You are going down.
Yep. Nah. We just all walked out together.
And again, this is why I trust no one.
We literally we walked out together and looked like we was in a group, bruh.
My favorite part of the story is you're like, no, they just walked out stealing it openly. What are you talking about?
Big, bold, but it happens.
Okay, so they run out of the store. They're stealing.
Yep. What do you think I did next? What do you think I did being involved in a robbery around me?
Okay, wait. So you're in a clothing store.
Now it's people like think I was involved.
30. That's what I was going to say. Did they think you were in the group?
Bruh, it literally, as it looks, y'all, you look back on CCTV footage, it looks like we all walked out together. It looks like we all walked out together. And the number of times we walked by each other?
Well, you're the distraction to them, right?
Basically.
You went up and distracted them, and then the guy ran out with all the stuff. Oh,
it looks like I actually paid for something. It looks like I paid for something to distract everybody, right? And then when we walked out, he took that as the sign, and we ran. So what do you think I did?
Oh my God.
Or you want to guess next?
Well, okay, I'm just going to say old DZ would have tackled him.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think you did it this time.
Hey, hold on. What you trying to say? You think I lost a step?
Yeah, I think you had children, so you're making better choices. So I don't think you tackled the man.
Wow, no credit.
I'm not saying you didn't want to tackle him. I'm saying your wife would kill you, so you did the right thing. That being said, I do have other thoughts on what happened, but I want to know what everybody else thinks. And then I want to know what happened.
And I want to know what you would have done too, bro. Because in this situation, people have been involved in robberies. I'm not the only person.
I would have stood there in shock because it would have taken me 20 minutes to process what the hell just happened. And I would have stood there and been like, wait, did that just happen? Then I would have been talking to the employees. I would have been talking to the police. I would have been in like a 20-minute convo.
4 hours later.
Can you guys come on the radio tomorrow? This is wild.
Everybody, yes. I need y'all as character witnesses on the show.
You know, Allie would turn it into her own part of the show. Okay, Allie, you don't want to know what I would have done in a robbery. I would have been like, wait, hold on. Can you give a statement?
Can we do this? Robbers, come back. I want to record it. Hold on.
I want to interview you on your life and why you'd made this choice.
Never mind.
Somebody texted in and said, and they thought you were casing the place earlier that day.
Realistically, yeah. Now they're going to look back and be like, yep, they marked all the things they wanted to rob, and DZ is in cahoots. What do you think I did for real?
Paige in South Milwaukee texted in and said, this happens at Old Navy in Milwaukee all the time. I'm sure this happens everywhere, but DZ's in a clothing store late last night. He went back to get items that he wanted because he didn't have his tap to pay set up on his new phone. So he goes back late at night, and as he's walking out after he pays, two people race out stealing a bunch of items. They run out of the store with all these clothes, right?
Yep.
correct?
Yep.
And so we're going to guess what DZ did, and then we're going to find out what you actually did. The
that
good
part.
News is you're not in jail, so they didn't put you together with that guy. So.
Hey, man, y'all know I'm fast as lightning, bro. Yeah, I got hands and a backup. Don't worry about me.
Did you run? Did you run even though you didn't steal?
Why do you think my knee hurts so much today? You know what? Let's let these guesses go first.
Fine. 414-533-1037. We'll talk to you next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Wow, this is crazy. So DZ gets stuck in the middle of a robbery last night. He can't even make this up.
How would I become the lead? How am I the mastermind suddenly of a robbery, bruh?
I don't know. Drama finds you, dude. You try to stay away from it. That's why it sticks to you. So you're shopping. You make your purchase late at night, and then they race out stealing all the items. It looks like you're in cahoots.
Mind you, it was my third time at the store that day going, oh, man, I hate that I got to be here right now.
They thought you were casing the joint the whole time, and you're just there looking for the shoes you want.
The whole time I'm just there getting my items and getting going. That's all, man. I walked out with my shoes and my snack and went, yeah, it's a good day, baby. And then, nope. Right behind me. Stolen. They had like 50 things in their arms, bro.
Well, listen, you wanted us to guess what you did, and then I want to know what you actually did, because I guess that you would have tackled him back in the day, but I don't think you did anymore because you're a dad.
You say back in the day like it was decades ago.
Well, it was. Let's go to Christina with the blue hair in Milwaukee and see what she thinks you did.
Christina.
Hey, girl.
DZ, we all know you just started crying. You just sat down and just started crying. Just kidding.
She's right. You win. You win.
He's like, man, they stole the shirt I was going to buy.
For some reason, I could see you bear hugging one of them and lecturing them like somebody's granddad.
Oh, like some grandfather
like
level?
You're the old soul. Talking to.
Well, finger wag included.
That's what I just wagged my finger, bro.
She said I was wagging my finger as you... Did I not wag? You gotta wag the finger if you scolded somebody.
He was wagging the finger. He was doing it too. Yeah.
It's rehearsed. I've been practicing.
Okay,
I could double finger wag.
Well, hold
Granddad
on, Christina.
DZ was like, you little whippersnappers. You guys can't be out here.
I'll tell you right now, they weren't whippersnappers. They were grown and adulting. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so sad.
That's not what you did then? You didn't point your finger and give him a good talking to, DZ?
I ain't wagged nobody. Nope.
All right. A bear hug? No bear hug?
Nah, not a bear hug was
Dang
given.
It.
Nope, not this
no
time.
Super DZ to the rescue?
Nope. Sorry. All right, Christina. Good guesses, though. I love it.
Solid, though. Solid. All feasible. You ain't wrong. But now I have
good,
it.
Good guesses.
All right, Christina. We got to listen to see what happened.
Yeah. Bye,
okay,
Christina.
Bye, guys. Lila, say bye.
Bye.
Bye, Christina. Bye, Lila.
Bye, guys.
Much love. Aw,
nice.
Snap. Yeah,
that's
Lila.
That's amazing.
Keep being great, man. Y'all be awesome. We'll talk to you guys soon. Much love. Bye.
Heather from Shorewood texted in, and she thinks that DZ yelled, hey, don't do that. It's illegal.
Oh, were y'all there? Well, there's a segment. That's exactly.
Okay, so you didn't bear hug him and give him a lecture. You didn't yell, don't do that, it's illegal. You didn't tackle them, like I said.
Yeah, which all are great answers because all things that I could have and should have maybe done.
Well, one more guess. Carl is an indie. Let's see what he thinks you did when you got stuck in the middle of a robbery last night in the middle of a retail clothing store. Hi, Carl.
What up, Carl?
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias!
Holla at us.
What do you think he did? Come on.
What I think what he did was that he probably decided to become Chuck Norris.
The one and only? Carl, come on, man. You know
the black Chuck Norris, though, not the white one.
No, yeah. The cool Chuck Norris.
So you think
I can imagine
that he
him doing
out,
that.
He thinks that he ripped out nunchucks.
Nunchucks where I went Lone Star Ranger on them and chow, chow, pew, pew.
Kickboxing.
Oh, yeah. Crazy. maybe.
So it wasn't nunchucks?
It wasn't nunchucks. I didn't have them on me. I did not have them on me at the time, unfortunately.
All right. Never mind, Carl. Thanks for trying, though.
Good guess, though. Good guess, Carl.
I love you, both.
We love you back,
love
man.
You.
Have a great day, bro. Peace.
All right. Two more texts before you tell us what you did in the middle of this robbery last night. So Dave from East Troy said, I think he put his hands up and walked right back in the store, so they knew he wasn't a part of it. Anna texted in, said that DZ said, just said, it wasn't me.
I hit him with the Shaggy. It wasn't me. I wasn't robbing anything. It was them running. It wasn't me.
Dude, what happened? So you're witnessing. So you're walking out after paying. They start racing out. The alarms are going off. What happened?
We storm out basically together. And I'm like, oh my goodness, God, bro. So in my head, I'm going, I got to stop this. I genuinely got to stop this.
Were you worried you were going to get caught up in it?
No, not necessarily
Thank
worried.
Because
I feel like it was enough of an interaction. And it's not like we were at any
point.
They
knew you weren't with them. Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like I didn't look like I was in the crew, bro. Like I looked drastically
different.
But
the way you said it, it sounded crazy. Because you're like, I paid. Then we all walked out together while they stole.
And,
right?
and then they started running. So I'm immediately going, oh, I look like I'm a part of this. I look like the lead guy on this running, on this track team right now.
Mm-hmm. Sarah from Edgerton said she thinks that you rolled right up, sat in a chair, opened up a snack, and watched it all go down. Is that what you did?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. My car was on and ready to go, already warm. I stopped, looked over at the young ladies that were walking by a little bit later. And
Wait,
I said,
it was women stealing?
No, well, one of them.
It was men. One of them was one woman.
One of them was a woman, yeah.
You can tell us the gender. I mean, whatever. I'm trying to paint a picture here.
It was a man and a woman, man. And the people that were walking by shortly after from a different store, I looked at them and I was like, that is absolutely wild. And then I looked back at the store, at the attendants that were staring at them and went, hey, yo, just so y'all know, I ain't with that. And then I got in my car, busted a Yui, rolled back up to the store, made sure everybody inside looked all right. Everything looked cool, so I hit it. I went home. I told my wife when I laid down, and I said, yeah, no harm, no foul. I'm making it home today, baby. No, not this guy. Not on this one.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
You turned and looked. You went, that's wild. And you looked back, and then you kept going on with your day.
I was like, y'all good back there? Everybody? All right, perfect. Perfect. Y'all
basically,
have a good one.
You basically did what Erica Menominee Falls texted in. You went, ooh, they stealing.
And then hit it. Yes.
Damn. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. What's the sigh of relief for?
I don't know.
Did your dad leave?
You know what? Full disclosure, he did. DZ, I'm free. I am at my parents' house, everybody. Get this. I'm in Florida at my parents' house. My mom's in, well, now she's in rehab. She was in the hospital because she fell and broke her hip, which is, yes, 2 months ago, I had to race down here because my dad had a stroke. It's like every other day, something happens. Okay,
parents
we're in that
older.
Phase.
Parents getting older.
So I said, screw it. I'm setting up a studio in Florida, and I'm just going to go back and forth because I don't have time for this. I got to go back and forth. I don't have time.
And I'd like to stay at work somehow, some way. Yep.
Seriously. So now I'm in Florida. My dad and I are staying in the house. God help us. Well, my mom's in the hospital. Just me and Stan. God help us.
Just you and Stan the man there, man.
We've gotten along good. It's
keeping each other alive.
So far, we're okay. We haven't fought yet. Give it time. So Hudson and Owen are back in Milwaukee because they have school. Mm-hmm. They're with their dad and their stepmom. But Hudson is on the phone, and I haven't even seen him this morning. Hi, Hudson. Good morning.
Hi.
Aw, what up, bud? Or should
Do
I say hud?
You miss me?
Hello.
Do you miss me?
Did he say no?
He said hello.
Oh, I thought he said no.
He better not say no, or I'm cutting off his bank account, let me tell you.
Phone gone.
Hudson.
You can't do that.
Well, I can, actually. But anyway, Hudson, first off, I just wanted to say your hair looks great. DZ took you to the barber. We talked about it on the air already.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it grew back.
400 times we've talked about this, he says.
We're just proud of you, man, and we're excited, man. Let us live. Let us be proud, mom and unk. Dang, bro.
God. But the real reason I wanted Hudson on the phone.
These preteens, man, I tell you.
I know. They're little punks. The real reason I wanted Hudson on the phone, my 11-year-old, is because he informed me of a very big day today, a very big anniversary. I had no idea. Hudson, what is it?
What?
It is the anniversary. It's the 20th anniversary of the first YouTube video.
Oh, really now?
He calls me and he says, did you know this? And I said, I did not. So when I Googled it, it said YouTube was actually founded on Valentine's Day 20 years ago. So I said to Hudson, I said, No. YouTube was founded on February 14th. That was the 20-year anniversary. He said, no, Mom.
That was the founding anniversary.
He said the first video, though.
Upload anniversary.
Was posted on YouTube in 2005. live. Oh. It was April 23rd. Hudson, what was the first YouTube video ever posted?
Yeah, I gotta know.
Me at the zoo.
I don't even know what that is. I had to go look at it. It's so lame.
Oh, I thought it was literally him, like Hudson at the zoo. No. Oh, he got me. I'm so gullible.
Fact, Hudson wasn't alive. It's 20 seconds long. The first video on YouTube. Yeah. So it's 20 seconds long. It's a guy. It's totally grainy. He's at the San Diego Zoo. And he's like, hi, I'm here at the San Diego Zoo. Like, there's nothing interesting about this video. It's just some guy who took a video at the San Diego Zoo and put it on YouTube to say, hi, I'm at the zoo. So it's labeled me at the zoo. So when you go to it, it has 17 million views.
It's an iconic video.
It's the first video ever.
Genius.
Yeah.
Literally the first video uploaded in the world. Think about it. Me at the zoo.
Oh, it's crazy. That's well, wild. Hudson, thanks for sharing that piece of info with me. How many YouTube videos do you think you've watched, huh?
Maybe over 10K.
Oh, I'd say it's probably quadruple more of that. I'd say probably way more of that. Way more than that.
They sit on YouTube all day. All day they want to watch YouTube. I'm like, aren't you bored?
That's all these kids do, YouTube.
They love it. YouTube, it's YouTube, their TikTok.
YouTube.
Yeah, all right.
Fine. Wow. Yeah, all right, Hudson. YouTube actually has like a TikTok.
Bro, YouTube is their TV. It's not even TikTok. YouTube is just their media consumption, bro. Like, that's where they watch, see, view, that's learn, it. Everything. Everything YouTube for these kids. For real. For real.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, happy 20-year anniversary of the first YouTube video ever. The guy, me at the zoo.
Go to the
Google
zoo
it. You'll laugh so hard. It's so you'll want the 20 seconds back of the video you watch. Trust me.
I
want
to go recreate it and be at the Milwaukee County Zoo. Me at the zoo.
Hi, I'm at the zoo.
Hi, I'm at the zoo.
Ba-dum-bump. All right, Hudson, have a great day at school. I love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace. Yeah, he said he loved me. Wow. And I took him to get a haircut.
He only said he loved me because I have the money. Let's be real. And you took him to get... He doesn't care.
I got money, too. I'll send him some bread. You know what? That's all I need to buy his love.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to send him $20 right now.
Toys and money. That's all those kids want. All right, let's play one song quick, and then we're going to get into Am I the Jerk, because we have a lot going on today. Am I the Jerk, then Wiz Khalifa tickets.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to blow your mind with something I learned at the grocery store the other day that affects all of us. I had no idea.
Wait, me included?
Yes. I think you're going to be surprised.
Okay.
But Am I the Jerk is next. So get ready. Can you cut people off if your friends are mad at them? That's kind of what Am I the Jerk has to do with. It's coming up next.
Compass. No way, you're a jerk. It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so like, DZ, if I don't like somebody, you don't like them. Am I clear?
Huh? What just happened?
If I have beef with somebody, you have beef with somebody, correct?
If
you have beef with somebody, I have beef with somebody, correct?
I want to disagree, but when we're peoples like that, yeah. If you don't rock with somebody for some reason...
Perfect.
I'm going to find a reason not to rock with him either, I guess.
Thank you.
I guess. I mean, and I'm a nice person, though. I love everybody.
No, you'll still be nice to them. And I'll be like, DZ, we hate them. DZ, we hate them.
And then I'll push them and say, sorry.
Yep.
My bad, man.
Allie made me do it, but sorry.
Allie don't like
you. Okay, listen to this Am I the Jerk. It's about basically cutting people off because your friends or your family or your significant other because somebody else has an issue, you have to be mean to them.
Lord have mercy.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Am I the Jerk for wanting my partner to hate them too? No, you're not.
I gotta
listen. Have a great day.
We listen and we judge later.
Oh, fine. All right. Hey, Allie and DZ. My girlfriend has a sister, and the sister has a boyfriend. Okay. So his girlfriend's sister's boyfriend.
Okay.
Think about that for a second.
Okay.
Future brother-in-law, maybe, if they all got married. Okay.
I'm following. Got it.
So, and my girlfriend has a sister, and her boyfriend has always seemed cool, but we had a bad moment last month, and we got into it. He said a lot of rude comments about me, and then doubled down on it.
Mm.
My girlfriend has asked me to keep her out of it, but that's not how I move.
Mm.
I feel like if I have a problem with him, she should have a problem with him.
Oh, it's your girl too, man.
She's still being nice to him, and it makes me crazy.
It's her sister, though, man.
Sister's boyfriend. Am I the jerk for wanting my girlfriend to hate him, too?
Yeah. Okay.
Anonymous. What's his name?
His name
is...
Offended Oscar.
Offended Oscar. There you go.
Offended Oscar.
offended Oscar has a girlfriend. He got into it with the girlfriend's sister's boyfriend.
Sister's boyfriend, yeah.
So the sisters are there. They're both dating sisters.
Everybody's hanging out.
This guy got into it.
It's a little four-pack of friends. Yep. Yay.
And then the sister's boyfriend said a lot of rude things. They got basically, there was a falling out. I don't even know if it matters what the falling out was, but now he's saying, I don't roll with the boyfriend, and neither do you. Mm-hmm. And his girlfriend's going, no, I just want to stay out of it. And he's like, no.
I hate them. You win it. No, you win it.
This is a classic argument with the relationships, because I know this happens all the time. It's like, why are you talking to them? Yep. I don't like them.
Yep.
So I don't know. Where do you go on this one? Because part of me feels like if you have a problem with somebody, I have a problem with somebody. But I also have been in situations where people that I've had issues with that are just stupid or have nothing to do with anything, they then, because they're petty, will try to get other people on their team. And you're like, now I'm beefing. This is an example.
They're really cool. And now I'm beefing with them because y'all got stupid drama
with three other people that I don't have an issue with because you can't get along with them. That has nothing to do with
it. And I actually happen to like them, bruh.
Great.
I like them. And unfortunately, it drags you in it because you tend to be closer with one or the other or two or whatever. And then it's like by association, well, I knew you first.
Afraid.
I got this. Mm-hmm. We got to stick together. And it's like, why can't we all stick together and actually talk things through? But that's not how adults rock. And that's not how the world works. And
it's not.
I'll tell you the problem. And I want to digress fully.
Yeah.
The problem is that these two sisters are sisters. They like to hang out with each other. They don't got no problems. So they're going, well, our dudes are now beefing, but let's stay out of it, girl. Sisters for life. Mwah. Sisters before misters.
Who cares?
Mwah.
That's on them. That's blah, on blah, them. Blah.
Nah. Nope.
No.
We're past that. Maybe in high school. Maybe in college. I don't know how old y'all are, but y'all sound old enough to where now y'all got beef and it's in these streets. Mm-hmm. and if your man that may be husband to be, fiance, whatever, is going, mm-mm, we ain't rocking with that. If my wife were to look at me genuinely and go, hey, that person right there, guy, girl, elder, young, whatever, we can't rock with them. We don't rock with them for XYZ reason. I'm going to blindfully and faithfully trust in my wife's guidance and her say-so, because something standing up on the back of her neck, right? Something saying don't trust. Just like if I were to say that to her, I would expect that. But then that's your sister,
though.
But you're basically saying you can't hang out with your sister.
Well, you can, just without the boyfriend.
That's how
he wants her to hate them too. He's like, I don't get along with this guy, so you don't get along with this guy.
That
offended
is also
Oscar.
Hella petty though, because
it
it's not
petty.
Like this man assaulted you. What did he say?
If I got a man and I got a problem with somebody, and my man's over there chumming it up, it's on. I'm not saying.
Really?
I think you can be
even
polite.
Cordial. That's what I'm saying.
Be cordial, but that's it. No.
It sounds like Buddy doesn't even want cordiality.
I can think of both sides. I can think of times where, like, maybe there was someone I didn't like, and I'd look at my friends and be like, ew, why do you like them? Ugh.
Fair.
But I could also think of times, like, here's an example, like, years and years ago when you had the really toxic days at the radio station, which I'll write a book one day for all you guys. This is a perfect example. Like, years and years ago, I remember I had a coworker who wouldn't look at me in the hall. And I was like, why won't she look at me? We've always gotten along. Like, it was very strange. We've worked together for years.
Yeah.
So this goes on for months. And then finally, one day, she starts talking to me again. So we have a moment, and I go, hey, I got to talk to you. Like, why were you not talking to me for months? Like, I'm so confused. Like, it's very... She goes, well, so-and-so was pressuring me because they were mad at you. And so I felt like if I was friends with you, I was never going to hear the end of it.
And you go, what?
And I looked at this person. I go, you did that to me to appease somebody else?
You're tripping.
And they said, you're right. I shouldn't have done that. I was, you know, I was worried I was going to get retaliation because that person didn't like you. Now, granted, this is a workplace, but like, it's the same thing. It was like somebody was afraid to even talk to me because somebody was pressuring them. Like, oh, don't. It was hostile work environment, obviously.
And
those people are long gone. But it is petty and it is immature. Like, there's no reason you can't be cordial, right? Even if you don't want to be close with somebody.
But then your partner, But then your partner tells you, hey, you can't speak to your sibling's partner. Like, I don't want you to hang out ever, like, at all. That's mad. No. He disrespected me, which means he disrespected us. And he disrespected you. It's on site with that man now. What?
All right. Am I the jerk for wanting my partner to dislike them too? That is the question.
We can say hey.
Somebody said, not the jerk. If sister's boyfriend is talking crap, what happened to defending your significant other? Girlfriend should be beefing too. They're saying the girlfriend should dislike the guy too.
Sister.
Oh, somebody's saying too many missing pieces to the story. Not really. Really? You act like you've never been in a situation where somebody wanted you to dislike somebody else because they didn't like them. Come on.
There might be plenty missing pieces to the story, but I don't actually I need them. Yeah, I don't necessarily even want to answer because I do get both sides, though.
You don't need the pieces because it's irrelevant. It's like, mm-hmm. do you get down and roll with your friend or not? It shouldn't, because it can be petty or it can be big. The point is, are you rolling with them?
Put it to you like this. If you need all the pieces, you ain't getting in the car if I need you. If you need the full story, then you ain't riding or dying, man.
Yeah.
My ride or dies don't ask them types of questions. Are you getting in the car or not?
That part. 414-533-1037. All right. Is he the jerk for wanting his partner to, he wants her to hate him too?
Help offended Oscar decide his fate, man. Am I the jerk?
We'll talk to you next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, offended Oscar wants to know if he's the jerk for wanting his partner to hate him too, because he got into it with this guy who's dating his girlfriend's sister. They could be brother-in-laws one day if they all got married.
In the perfect world that they all wish, they'd all be brother-in-law, sister-in-law. Yeah.
They got into it, and now he said he's done with this guy, and he said he wants his girlfriend to hate the guy too. And the girlfriend's like, just keep me out of it. I don't want to get involved. He's like, no. That's not how I move. If I have a problem with him, you have a problem with him. And I respect that, Oscar.
But that's my sister.
Sorry.
This is hairy and questionable. And it's just a start.
Is he the jerk for wanting her to hate them too? All right. Hate just the guy, not the sister. She can be friends with the sister.
What do you think is going to happen, bro? You going to pull the sisters apart? You think she's not going to be with her man? You think now they got to exclusively hang out solo dolo sister time?
Let's start with, you know what? I'm actually going to start with Colleen in Milwaukee. That's who I'm going to go backwards. Colleen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Listen, Colleen,
I'm fine as long as you hate everyone who I hate. We're good then, right?
I agree. Oh. He's not the jerk.
Oh, snap.
Yes.
Okay, go
something,
on.
Something happened similarly with my husband. He got into an argument actually with a neighbor.
Ooh, this is good.
Not that long ago, and I 100% had his back, and honestly, till this day, it's kind of simmered down a little bit. Like, the other person's kind of tried to add us on Facebook, and I told my husband, I was like, well, I'm not adding
Olive
him
Branch.
Until you do, because this was your beef in the first place.
You let me know what we're doing, big
so
dog.
So I have your back. You let me know when we're good.
See, but that's not blood
so
relation.
Funny.
That's not his. Come on now.
Yeah. I also get all the people that are texting and like, whoa, we're missing pieces, because there are sometimes arguments your significant other has with people, and it's like, come on now. Like,
this is stupid.
Really, was
like,
it valid?
Why do I have to not be cool with them because you? But no, I get it. Like, if I have beef with somebody, I kind of want my husband to have my back as
that's
well.
That's the thing,
so
Colleen.
Like,
it's called
the jerk.
It's ride or die. Do you ride? Yes. We're ride or die. Yes. We're rolling with you. And if someone has a problem, we have a problem. If it's stupid, I'll tell you later after we cause a problem.
I'll tell you later
that you're dumb, but I'm not going to do it in the moment. I'm just going to support you, okay?
Yes.
We blind support pettiness out here, huh?
I'll tell you privately to chill out.
Yeah, y'all are funny,
that part.
Colleen. All right, I hear y'all. I do genuinely
the good news is, in our army, Colleen's on our side. That's the good news. The Allie and DZ army.
I will
Thank
be.
You.
I got you.
Double salute. Triple salute. Colleen,
added to the club.
You.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Much love. Bye.
Bye. All right, let's go to Rich in Greenfield. We're talking about if your significant other dislikes someone, do you have to dislike them too, basically, is what we're talking about. Hey, Rich.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Good morning.
What up?
Morning.
Holla.
Jerk or not the jerk?
Absolutely not the jerk.
Oh!
Two for two? Oh, come on, man.
Okay, go on.
No. My significant other, my wife, if she does not like somebody, I agree with her no matter what. I do not care what it is. I would not even ask her why. I would just agree with her.
I love this
and
man.
I would just go with it.
I love
if
this man.
If she does not like somebody, I just go with it. It doesn't matter.
Because he doesn't want to die, okay? So he knows what's right.
He said he don't want to die.
Yeah. One of the other things that I believe as well is that since that's his girlfriend's sister, you know, one of the things is that the girlfriend might only be listening to the positive things that the sister might be telling her. The positive things that the sister might be telling her about her boyfriend. So she only sees the positive in him and not the negative that the boyfriend has seen.
Oh, she's
and
got the blinders.
Yeah, absolutely.
He sees something. He's like, he's not trusting.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Dang. All right, you might be bringing me around a little bit, because even though I hadn't answered, I was leaning towards Jerk, bro. You're trying to cut siblings off. That's what you're inevitably going to be doing.
So if Aaron and you and Megan and Phil, Aaron's sister and her husband.
You really know our family like that.
Hell yeah, I know your family.
Shout out Megan and Phil.
So if Megan and Phil are sitting there.
Yeah.
And so what, you and Phil would get into it?
Yeah, this would be if me and Phil got into it, right.
Would Aaron then hate Phil with you, or would she be like, screw you, I'm hanging with Megan and Phil?
See?
It's tricky.
It's tricky, but at the same time,
she would roll with you, and you know it.
I don't know.
She would roll with you.
I don't know. That sister bond is strong, bro, and she would not stop talking to her sister, right?
It is.
And
you're
that
right.
Family time wouldn't stop being family time, and that's where I'm going. What are you really going to do as a non-kin relative in this scenario?
You're
going
to tell her. She has to roll with you.
Both get left. Both of them get left.
All right, fine. All right. I don't know. I say everybody's got to stick together on this one. I don't even know what I'm beefing with you guys for.
Everybody's going to end up single, and the sister's going to end up looking for new guys together. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Rich.
Hey, guys. Just one more thing. The other thing is that, you know, from a male perspective, you might see something or he might know something that he does not want to bring up, does not like about him.
Spit it out, Rich. Like what? Like he's cheating or something?
Nah,
spit it out.
He could just be like a negatively spirited individual.
Like him.
You see dark aura out of somebody and go, I can't trust him.
A giant red flag.
Yep. I can't
I've
trust
him
around.
Multiple
yep.
times.
Yep.
Yeah.
You don't got to speak on it.
You know what? Rich, and this is why if men don't like somebody, it's usually weird. Because, like, pay attention if a guy doesn't like somebody, because guys don't care. Like, we'll hold our grudges for years. You know what I mean?
But if a dude doesn't really
rock. But if a dude's mad?
Yeah.
Something
consider
went down.
Consider it. Consider it for sure.
Listen. We can have an argument, and I'll still take you out for a pint real quick.
True.
Okay.
That is true.
Cool. Meet you at the bar. Bye, Rich.
Have a good one, y'all.
You too, man. Appreciate you, dog.
Bye.
Oh, no.
Did we lose our third?
Yeah, bro.
Unbelievable. Well, Lindsay in Muskego texted in. She said, Jerk, listen, my husband and I are ride and die. If I beef, he beefs, and vice versa, except...
Except what?
When it comes to family. Mm-hmm. Family is the exception. I wish it wasn't, because my sister-in-law's next level.
Say it.
But kill them with kindness. So Lindsay's saying you only do that unless it's family. When it's family, you do not hate them too. You just stay, I don't know if I could do that.
It's ride or die unless y'all was born together. Then
I don't know if I can do that.
Man.
Dude. So we're going not the jerk, though. The two that called in were not the jerk.
Yeah.
Even if we counted Lindsay, who texted in, who said jerk, it's still not the jerk.
And unfortunately, the overwhelming amount of texts are saying jerk. The person that was calling, I believe, was about to say jerk. Unfortunately, they dropped, but you know, they were out in the stick, so I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. They probably hit a dead zone. But shout out Tanya, though. She's
Aaron
a nice,
said,
very nice lady.
Your wife texted in, Aaron here, I would not drop my sister, but the husband, bye.
What did I say?
She dropped the brother-in-law, but not her sister, right?
What did I say? Yep. I was like, she'll stop talking to Phil for sure, right? But not Megan.
First I thought Aaron meant she wouldn't drop her sister, but she'd drop you, her actual husband.
Oh, she dropped me too. Yeah. Oh, no. She might have meant me for all I know. She might have. Yeah. She never specified which husband.
Allie, you're right, actually. She didn't say who. That's why I thought it was you. You're
she
out.
She could have meant both. Allie
in Milwaukee texted and said, are we kidding? Total jerk. That's her sister. If you don't like someone, I won't like them either until it's my sister.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, really, yeah. It gets questionable. Right. I saw the hairiness from the jump. That's why I tried to stay away.
Just.
It's ride or die. It's ride or die.
It's ride or die. That's how we roll. All right. Decided. Thank you. Yeah. You ready to give away these Wiz Khalifa tickets now, DZ?
Can we do that? I'm ready to do that.
We can do that. Wiz Khalifa's coming to the Rave on May 24th. They're going to be such a good show. A month from tomorrow, you guys, Wiz Khalifa's going to be here. We're almost to Memorial Day. Can you believe that?
I can believe it because I got my outfit ready. I got my outfit ready.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take caller 30.
Let's go.
Caller 30, 414-533-1037. Caller 30, you're going to see Wiz Khalifa. Good luck. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Wepa, buenos dias. We out here live and direct. You're in Florida, dog.
I know. It's crazy. WXSSHD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. But I can still do my job
that
in
part.
Florida.
That part.
Let me tell you, my mom is... long story in the hospital, but we'll talk about that later. Okay.
We're going to get
there. So first we have to give away these Wiz Khalifa tickets.
Do we
He's
though?
Coming to the rave. Yes, you're not allowed to steal them, DZ.
Who said steal? I was going to borrow.
Wiz
borrow.
Is, dude, I love saying Wiz like he's my friend. So Wiz and I.
Wizard,
no,
yeah.
He was always cool. Every time he came to the rave and we hung out with him, he was just cool, man.
Honestly, yeah, yeah.
Just chill.
I came across him in Pittsburgh when I spent some time working out there, and I was like, dude, you just like, that man got aura, man. That man yeah. is just vibes.
Tall, really skinny, tatted all over, and just chill.
He ain't that skinny no more. He ain't that skinny. He got a little.
He's not skinny anymore?
He got a little muscle to him. I mean, okay, he's still whatever. Like skinny, but he ain't whiz thin no more.
He got into his 30s. That's what happened.
He got a little
He stopped being skinny anymore.
Got a little that way. Started kickboxing, all that.
Well, Marie is in Milwaukee this morning. Let's pull her up.
Hey, Marie. Good morning.
Hey, Marie.
Good morning.
You sound chipper. What are you up to?
I'm doing a Lyft ride right now.
Oh. Oh, are you driving or are you in the car?
Are you the driver?
No, I'm driving the Lyft car. I have a passenger.
Oh my gosh.
Let's go. You got a passenger.
Do they know you're winning something on the radio? This is amazing.
Yes, it does. I just like yelled when they answered. I was like, yes.
Hey, Biggie. Won't he do it?
I've been trying to win these tickets all week.
And today's the day,
this
Marie.
This is amazing.
Yes.
Well, now I want to give some to the person in the lift, but I don't have any more. So it's just for you, Marie. Congratulations.
Marie's going to bring the person she lifting right now. Like, you won with me, dog.
That's okay.
Oh, they don't want the tickets?
Oh,
well,
oh,
let them out.
No. Look at it. She might not, but you know I do.
That
okay.
part.
Okay, well, tell her fine. We'll let it slide. All right, well, you're going to see Wiz Khalifa, Marie.
Yay.
Wepa. Congratulations, y'all. That's so cool.
Somebody's
going to
be
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Have a great time at the show. No, I just said somebody's going to be in touch with you, Marie. Check your email and have a great day at work, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Appreciate you. Much love. We love you back. Have a great day. Drop that person off safe.
I love that story. So she's trying to win. Imagine you're in like an Uber or Lyft and the driver wins something on the radio while you're in the car. I love that story.
I am not dropping you off until I'm off of this phone. Yeah, no, I don't care that you're late for work. Hey, close my door. Get up in here, man.
That's
hold on.
So cool.
We got to celebrate after I get off.
I love it. Marie, you're awesome.
That was great.
Okay.
That was great.
So, yes, I am in Florida.
Yeah.
Yes, my mom's in the hospital. Well, now she's in a rehab center. She broke her hip.
Thank you, Jesus.
And she is not young anymore, everybody. I've been on the air 20 years, so my mom's been on the air 20 years with me. And she, you know, everybody's aging. So
she's up there.
She's once again in the hospital. Yes, I was just here in January when my dad had a stroke. It never ends, you guys. So I finally said, we're getting a studio set up in Florida because I've been coming back and forth so much. I can't do the show.
It's
I can't
too
be
hard,
leaving the show
bro.
Every other week, which is what's happening. I've got to come back here again in a few weeks. So they set me up with a studio.
Yeah.
I'm going to be back in town on Friday. So it's not like, you know, Milwaukee's home, but I got to be in Florida for a couple days, guys. It just is. And we keep it real on the show. It just is what it is.
Milwaukee's home, but family's not there.
You know
what I'm saying? Milwaukee is home, but family doesn't live there. Well, so you got to go. You got
to
do
I'm
it.
I'm really lucky that I have the ability to come down here and do my job. Thank God.
Well,
you know,
let's put it to you like this, G. Honestly, the unfortunate reality is that without having things in place or people in place that could be there 24/7 to communicate what's actually going on to you guys.
Yep.
Somebody is going to have to continuously be going there and between your sisters and family, whatever, is going to have to rotate. Yeah.
That's the problem. And thank God I have my sisters and the three of us can rotate. Mm-hmm. Thank God. Mm-hmm. If it was just me, I'd be mentally unwell, everybody, because I already am.
The on fire, everything around you meme with the dog and the hat going, I'm fine. Everything's
and
fine.
And dealing with your parents getting older because we're not going to put them in a home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's their choice unless they literally cannot help themselves. Like,
you coming to my home before any of that.
That's a mayday. Or, come live with us, which they'll never do because they're too independent.
And it's cold.
They don't want to leave the warm because they're old and freezing.
Snowbirds.
So they stay in Florida. So here we are. So look, you know what? I'll be in Florida for a couple days. We'll do the show and I'll be back.
We're going to rock. We're going to rock however we need to. But it's no less stressful.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
No, not less stressful at all.
But
okay.
Oof. Oof.
All right, reset. DZ, I got to tell you what happened at the grocery store. This is crazy.
What happened at the... You were at a store, too?
Yes. I was actually at the store in Milwaukee when this happened. I was at Walmart. I don't even care. I'm just going to say the store I was at. I was at Walmart. I was in the self-checkouts. This is so interesting to me. And most of it is self-checkout at this point, which I love. You hate. That's an argument for another day.
Different day.
I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want you to look at me. Don't say... Just let me go to the checkout and maybe say hi, and that's it.
Oh, I don't got to talk to nobody. Just I'm not scanning my own stuff.
But there's always a line now for self-checkout because everyone's just so busy. Well, I looked up the other day and this guy walks by with a whole cart and he goes, and he looks at the self-checkout guy and he goes, I'm Spark. Where are the Spark lines? And the guy running the self-checkout pointed and I looked over and Walmart's got this whole line of self-checkouts that say Spark across the top, but it's gated. Like you have to be allowed in. So I looked at the guy at the self-checkout and I go, what is Spark? And he goes, that's the delivery people. So anyone who orders, you know,
like DoorDash, GoPuff,
DoorDash,
any of that,
any kind of delivery from a grocery store, that's the people picking up the deliveries. And they now have their own checkout. And I looked at the guy and I said, oh, so they have their own line. And he says, yeah, you know why? And I said, why? And he says, 1/3 of our business is now delivery, which means 1/3 of the people in the store are delivery drivers.
Delivery drivers.
So it's not even, and I'm thinking,
they're NPCs, bro. They're like not even doing their own living?
NPCs. I just learned what that meant a year ago because of my kids.
Oh, son, that is wildly, diabolically not okay.
Yeah, they're just like, people, they're just walking around.
They're arguably working for, no, you just blew my mind with that one. 1/3 of people that I see at the stores are literally NPC
characters. Non-player characters.
Not non-playable characters, yeah.
This is really funny. I had to ask Hudson what an NPC was. He goes, it's the people in the background of the game, Mom. They're just not doing anything. They're non-player characters. I go,
Yeah, yeah. You can't interact. You can't do nothing. They're just chilling.
Okay. So they are kind of like that. And I said, 1/3? Which means I go to the store. I don't ever do delivery for groceries. Never.
That's what I'm saying. Every two people I'm seeing is doing a delivery for somebody else.
Yes. At 1/3 of us, 1 in 3 are doing delivery. Is that
no way.
Right?
No way. No way. No way.
I'm not. I'm going to the store. Who are these people?
It genuinely, to me, can't be that lucrative for that many people to be doing that, in my opinion.
They have a whole line of self-checkouts just for the delivery people now. And he said to me it was 1/3 of their business in the store. So maybe he made it up, but it makes sense.
I mean, you got to pad the stats and gas it up so because they're trying to get it off the ground. Because to be real with you, I've never even heard of Spark. The last time I was in a Walmart, but
it's
still.
It's not Walmart delivery. It's Spark whatever the name of the, it's just how the line is. Maybe somebody will text in actually that knows. Maybe Spark does mean something. Oh, it is Walmart.
Acronym from Spark or from Walmart.
Walmart. Ah.
Yeah, because it sounds like something they rolled out. Yeah, yeah. It's their checkout system for the people that are buying or taking deliveries.
So that means somebody went on like Walmart's app, ordered it, and then somebody picked it. I bet they're all independent contractors. I bet they don't have. It's like Uber and the Uber Eats. Anybody can pick it up. The DoorDash, you just grab it.
I guarantee it. But I've never even heard of Spark. So for them to say 1/3 of our purchases are made by Spark.
Delivery.
Like what? I've never even heard of you.
Are you guys going to this? I just want to take a poll right now. You guys going to the store? You doing delivery? Or DZ? I like to be in control.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't like delivery, but there is something about going in the store, walking up and down the aisles and picking out exactly what I want and grabbing things I didn't need too that I saw because I was hungry, you know, and regretting it later.
Straight up, COVID made me more comfortable with curbside pickup. I will make that admittance. I'm not a curbside guy.
Dude, the pickup at Target?
In a pinch, mwah. Chef's kiss.
The way it moves on the app, that is a phenomenal system. And you know what I'm talking about.
I'll rock with the Target curbside pickup A. You feel me?
The way their system is so good.
Yes, right.
It works and it's easy.
But I still would prefer to just park in the curbside pickup and go inside and buy my own stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I'd still rather go inside and be hands-on at the end of the day.
Maybe it's the control person in me.
I guess I just don't want to believe it because every two people that I see in any given place, especially at Walmart, apparently, is now making a delivery for somebody else.
Yes, yeah, Sarah and McGuanago texted in. You can text or call 414-533-1037. Sarah and McGuanago said, I just learned this too about Spark Crazy, right? 1/3 of people are doing delivery at the grocery store. No way.
I don't buy
me,
it.
Man.
I don't buy it because I don't know people that have, I mean, no, nobody in my circle does this or delivery drives for other people like that. No, no.
Make sure you sign your names when you text in because somebody said, having my groceries delivered saves me from shopping, from over shopping and buying things I don't need. So they're doing, see, I'm the one who wants control. They're going in so they don't buy stuff they don't need.
So they don't lose control. Mm-hmm. I hear that, but then at the same time.
With the money and the prices?
Let me substitute my own items. Call me and say, hey, what do you want instead? Don't just auto sub whatever because I'm not comfortable with you picking whatever. I don't like the way other people have picked my produce, my meats, my whatevers I've gotten purchased. I'm the guy that picks my stuff. It is tricky.
Kylie in Milwaukee texted in, said, I do Instacart, so I shop at Pick and Save primarily. I never realized how many people do delivery until I started.
Is it this lucrative? For real?
If 1/3 asking of your customers for a friend, are delivery?
Listen to this. Allie, straight up, I like to shop already.
Yeah.
I don't care what it's for. I've got time on my hands some days when I don't have Bucks games and or other speaking engaged commitments that I could just whip around with the boys, with my kids, spend time just bonding, buying, and getting paid for it.
Yes.
Is this lucrative? I need to know.
Oh, you want to work. You just want to work. I just want to know if people are getting them delivered. Damn.
I'm seeing.
You want a job.
I'm seeing dollar signs now because
you're going to have to take the kids into the store if you're doing that.
That's fine. They're going to get older, and my hand's going to get firmer. I wish.
Make them work. Christy texted in and said, I hate going to the store. I'm also working a few jobs, so I don't have time. The delivery is so convenient, and you get lots of perks.
Wow.
If you get an item that's not yours to your liking, they refund. It's amazing. DZ, with delivery, you can select your substations right in the app. Oh, like whether you want them to sub anything or not.
Yeah, but then you grab the wrong avocados because you don't know how to pick them. They're overripe or not ripe enough, and I'm mad at you now. And I'm not going to keep complaining day after day. I'm just going to say, oh, well, I'm going to go to the store myself.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I want to know, what are you guys doing? You apparently we're all getting delivery, except me and DZ.
1/3? 1/3, bruh.
We'll talk to you guys next. Kiss FM. Hi. Did you hear me? I don't know if you could hear me. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I'm talking about how I was at Walmart the other day, and the guy that works the self-checkout informed me that 1/3 of their business is done with delivery now. They have a whole line called Spark, which is like, I guess, the Walmart delivery service. Mm-hmm. So they have a whole line just for the Spark people, and I watched delivery people come in and use it. They were like, oh, I need Spark. I need Spark. I need Spark. And the guy's like, right there, right there. And they go in, and they have their own line.
Go set the place on fire with all them Sparks.
Isn't that crazy?
Corny dad joke.
Stop it. I want to talk to, let's go to Sam and Racine first because she does delivery.
Okay.
Hi, Sam.
Good morning.
All right.
Hi. We have a ton of texts and people have a lot to say about, you know, grocery delivery and all this, like Melissa in Milwaukee. She said she gets most of her groceries on Amazon. They have a great deals section. So are this many people getting delivery, Sam?
Yes.
What?
I never realized how many people were in the store doing the shopping for other people until I started doing it at the beginning of March.
Oh,
and, you ain't even been doing it that long. Okay, so you just started at the beginning of March. You coming up on two months. What do you feel like it's good? Do you feel like it's enough? Do you feel like it's lucrative? What's up?
I mean, I do it part-time because I work nights, so I do it when I can.
Yeah.
It's usually first thing in the morning when people who are, I don't know, maybe second shift or overnight, they want their groceries picked up and delivered. So we can either pick up and deliver it, depends on how you do it. Or if you order last minute and you need it that very second, then that's when we go in and shop for you.
Got it.
Yes, when I add something on to like an order. Okay, this is so interesting because it's like DZ said, he called him NPC. You're an NPC player. See, I didn't know you were in there shopping for other people.
You just sitting there going, making somebody else's picks for them.
Honestly, yep, like much. I had no idea, but I get what she's saying. She's saying, now start paying attention. These people in the store, you think you're with, you know, another person shopping.
For themselves.
They're shopping for other people.
Nope, they're not shopping for themselves.
If they have their phones out and they're scanning stuff, they're most likely shopping for someone else.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, and somebody texted in too and said that they pay $8.99 a month for free pick and save deliveries. Well, it's not free. It's $8.99 a month. But they order at night, and it's there by 5 a.m. the next morning. That's impressive.
They order at
night. You pick your delivery time. Yep.
Wow. So you order at night, then you get the fresh stuff in the morning. I don't hate
listen
that.
To this. Rico and DZ, I want to say this. Dude, you're not quitting before I read this text. What? You are not quitting the radio station. Rico and Kenosha said, I used to deliver for Spark. I was making $1,000 a week.
A week?
What?
You can if you do it full time.
Oh, yeah.
What? Well, nice working here. Bye, guys.
Right, for real. What? New job, who this?
Bye. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Wepa.
Wepa. Buenos dias.
Wepa, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Question mark? Pregunta.
Question mark? DZ, I have to tell you what happened to me at Children's Hospital yesterday. Listen to this.
What happened?
So Owen... he's 13, you guys. And when I grew up, I had really bad acne. And so I went on Accutane. Do you know what that is?
I've heard of it. Is it like proactive kind of?
But a step up. Yeah. It's like the most serious.
Proactive plus.
Like, the most serious acne medication. You have to get blood
prescribed tests. Yeah, yeah.
See, you have to go back to the doctor monthly. It's very intense.
I had friends that were on Accutane. It was just face medication, right? Because they had bad acne. That's all I knew. That's all I needed.
It's a pill, and it stops your oil glands to try to make your acne stop.
It's not
and
a cream?
No, it's a pill.
Oh, it's a pill. Oh, that's new information.
Yeah, no, it's a pill.
I always thought it was like a washer. Oh.
No, when I was in high school, I had really bad acne. I think I was 14 or 15 when they put me on it, and it was crazy. Like, you have to go on birth control if you're a girl.
Hey,
there's so many rules.
Hey, yo.
It's a wild. Anyway, so Owen has, you know, he's my kid, so of course, I gave him my acne. Isn't that nice of me?
you gave him your skin?
I did. The good news is it went away when I went on Accutane. Like, it actually worked.
Cleared up.
I'll never forget. It was clutch. It was very dry skin for 6 months, but then it went away.
Clutch.
Well, so Owen is now on Accutane, and he's on his second month. So every single month, we have to go to the dermatologist for a check-in. And sometimes he has to do blood work just to check it, and sometimes he doesn't. Well, yesterday was his first, like, one-month check-in.
Official, you know, big checkup?
Since he's been on this Accutane. So we go to Children's Hospital, because that's where the derm is, like the actual hospital, you know, off of a Watertown plank.
Got it. Still doing all that construction. Yeah.
Still doing it.
Lord. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful.
But we got there. We got called right back. By the way, you'll love this story. When you walk into Children's Hospital, you have to stop first and be greeted to get a visitor pass before you can go up to the clinic you're trying to go to, right?
You stop a couple times.
Dude, listen to this. You're going to die. It was me and Owen. And you know Owen is 6'4".
Yeah,
he's in
tall.
7th grade.
Oh, tall.
He's standing next to me. And the woman at the desk goes, date of birth of the patient? I go, 10/25/11. She goes, 11? I've never had someone look at me and say that. She goes, 11?
Hell no.
I said, yes, 11.
You holding a fake.
She looked at him. She goes, 11.
Are you sure that's not your other child?
Everybody turns around. I go, he's 7th grade.
Shh, don't say that's a lot. He's self-conscious.
So funny.
He's not. Nope, I don't buy it.
It had me dying, though. That was funny. So anyway, we get
She called the other people like, no. He was born in 11.
I'm like, no, really, he's 13.
No, not for he's 13.
He looks 20, but he's 13.
Grown man child right there.
I have to tell you this. We get up there, and the nurse or whoever took us back, right, and took all our info. She was so sweet. She says, you know, they look at you at Children's. They go, in your name? And I go, Allison. She goes, and your mom? I go, I am. And she goes, you look like an Allison. And I go, I do? She goes, 100%. She goes, you just look like what an Allison would look like. And I go, I do?
You do look like your name. I don't know why that's accurate.
Really?
Yeah, you look like an Allison.
I look like an Allison?
That checks out.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. Oh, it's a thing.
I've never been told I look like an Allison. Like, I'm not saying I've been told I don't look like an Allison, but no one's ever looked at me and gone, oh yeah, you're an Allison.
Yeah, see, you don't look like a Bethany.
No, I would never be a Bethany.
Well, thank you. What's a Bethany look like?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Maybe from National Christmas Vacation, if you know, you know.
Touche.
I would say, but Allie, which is what everyone calls me.
Right.
Minus my family. My family calls me Allison. My sisters, my parents. Is Allie, to me, those are two different people. Like, I'm the same person, but an Allie would look different than an Allison in my mind.
Fair.
Does that make sense?
Ah, I hear, like, I see where you're going with this.
I feel like a different person when I'm Allie. I don't know.
I hear,
I'm
no,
supposed to, but
no,
I am. I'm different.
I'm different. Okay, saucy. Yeah, I'm different.
I'm different. But Allison's like, oh, I'm Allison.
I'm Allison. I'm at home.
Allison. That's my core.
That's,
I'm Allison.
Ooh, I might be getting yelled at.
But DZ, okay, wait, you're a Daniel. I don't think you look like a Daniel.
Hey, you don't think I look like a Daniel?
No,
I don't look like a Daniel?
You're not a Dan to me, no.
Really?
I know your wife will be like, Dan. I'll be like, that's not his name.
I'm not a Dan. I'm not a Dan. And that's the thing. I don't like being a Dan. I'm not a fan of the Dan. I'm a Daniel. I'm a DZ. You could call me Danny even. I'm more of an acceptant of that. Dan, man.
You're not a Dan.
To Mr. Howarth, the guy, my seventh grade social studies teacher, the first man to ever call me Dan, to kick it off and let that spit roll off your tongue, and to call me Dan with so much vigor and conviction without asking my permission, man, I never got to tell that man that he offended me and he started a catalyst that I could never undo. That started everybody calling me Dan, because before then I was always Daniel. I've always introduced myself as Daniel.
So you don't like Dan.
I'm not a fan of Dan, but here I am.
Daniel.
I'm a Daniel. Yeah. I don't like being called Dan. I don't feel like a Dan. I'm not a Dan.
You look like either. You don't look like Dan or Daniel. You look like DZ.
My name was supposed to be Esteban.
Really?
I mean, or Isaac, one of the two. My mom wanted a different name. I don't know.
So then why'd she pick that?
I have no clue, to be genuinely honest with you.
I don't know why your mom changed it.
It's biblical. That's the only reason I've ever gotten, and only God can judge me. That's what that means. Daniel, that's what that translates to in
Hebrew. I don't know why I got named Allison. Now I wish my dad hadn't left yet, because I'm at my parents' house. Although, you know what would happen if I asked Stan?
What?
He'd have no idea.
You're an Allison.
My dad would have no clue why they named me Allison. My mom would tell you 17 minutes worth of a story. My dad would be like,
Well, she's a little busy right now, so we can't ask mom
she's
at
the
moment.
She's in the hospital, so I can't ask my mom. But you know what? Listen.
But you're an Allison. You're an Allison. And you're even more of an Allie, in my opinion.
Interesting.
I'm a little dumbfounded that you don't think I'm a Daniel.
The nurse at Children's was like, you look just like an Allison. I'm like, oh, thank you.
I kind of agree.
Two L's or one? No, I'm just kidding. That's what I always do to Allison's. Somebody texted in and said, I got told I look like a Jolene by a dude hitting on me at the bar. Jolene. I don't want to be a Jolene.
Jolene.
No, thanks.
No?
Do you guys look like your name? Have you ever been told you look like your name? And what is your name supposed to look like?
What is your name? And what do you look like?
Yeah, what is your name? And I mean, seriously, because, I mean, how
do
you
we
look
think?
Like an,
I mean, I honestly, bro.
I guess I look like an Allison. I'm going to accept it.
You are
like
an Allison with two L's.
Fine. And I'm even more an Allie.
I don't look
I
like a
they
Daniel.
Were two different people.
A Dan or a Danny?
I don't think you
so
do.
So, what does my name look like? Or what do I look like? What do I look like
do you
my
know
name should be?
What your name is?
What?
It's still Z. Back in the day, we used to just call you Z.
Well, that,
now we call you DZ.
DZ.
You're a DZ or a Z. You're not a Daniel. Nope. Doesn't even. Nope.
Well, that's what the D is for.
I know, but
it's either D,
no Daniel.
D's for Daniel or diabolical.
The second one, yes. 414-533-1037. Do you look like your name? What is your name? What do you look like? Have you ever been told you look like your name? I have questions.
Name. Say my name. Say my name. Ooh, I should have played that song.
Ooh, that part.
Dang it.
103.7.
Kiss FM.
Good morning. Dang it. Good morning.
Sally and DZ.
I just spilled
what did
coffee
you do? What
everywhere.
Did you do?
I don't know. I was like drinking my coffee and I missed my face, which sounds ridiculous. I missed my mouth and it went all down my...
Pause. Such an Allison move. Classic Allison, man. Classic.
Well, and I stained one of the chairs. My dad's going to freak out.
Oh, that's Allie. That's
I'm having
Allie.
A child moment now where I'm freaking out.
Allie did something.
Scream at me.
Allie did something and Allison is bugging.
Allison's freaking out
Allison
right now.
Allison is... Where's the Lysol wipes?
10-year-old Allison's freaking out right now. When's Stan going to be home? Okay.
Listen, Danny is not having a good time either, and I'm going, oh my God, how do I help? Oh my gosh, not the chair. Stan's going to yell at me too. He's going to think it's my fault. I'm not even there.
I'm at the nice dining room chair too. You know how parents have the stuff they cover?
Oh, the one with the plastic on it, but they took the plastic off because they don't got kids no more. Oh, man, you got little Danielito sweating, and Allison is over there tripping. All right, let's just get to these phones.
It's funny we're talking about our names, because I said the nurse at Children's Hospital yesterday told me, you look just like an Allison. I was like, I do? So we want to know, do you look like your name? Pull up Josefina. What a name.
Oh,
hey,
come
Josefina.
On now. You already know that. Oh, that is family right there.
Hey, morning. Hello.
All right,
good
do you
morning.
Look like a Josefina? What do you look like? Are you supposed to have this name?
I can say Buenos Dias, and I know she's responding.
Well, I would hope she knows Spanish.
Well, if you're trying to get a mental picture, I look just like Emilia. Everybody will always tell you guys that we've been to places and people will think that I'm Emilia or they'll think that she's me. So that's what I kind of look like.
This
Wait,
are people.
You're friends with Emilia?
Emilia's my cousin.
That's her cousin. Dog. Oh, my Lord.
Well, then.
I feel like we've talked about you with Emilia before.
We've
Ain't no way.
Met her.
Ain't
probably,
no way.
Bruh, yes, for sure.
Why did I feel like you look like Emilia? When you talked, you sounded like Emilia in my heart. Like, I was like, is this? I just got chills because in my heart of hearts, I was like, this is Emilia. No way.
Oh, for sure. Nope. Like, if you look me up, I'm on her page all over, and we've taken pictures before, but everybody will say, like, yeah, go for it.
Is your name supposed to be Emilia? Is that what you're saying, Josefina?
No, my name is Josefina. She's Emilia. She got her grandma's name, and I got my grandma's name, but both from our dad's side.
I knew it was a family name.
So it was a family name. Okay, very nice. Well, somebody texted in and said, DZ looks like a Dwayne.
A Dwayne?
I could see you as a Dwayne. That's weird, but I could weirdly see it.
You know,
I don't know
funny?
How to explain it. I could see you as a Dwayne. That's weird.
I was Quaid in a past life, if that pacifies the Dwayne.
Quaid? What are you talking about?
Story for another time. Okay. Well, Emilia, I mean, Josefina,
thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. All right, let's go to Hannah in Waukesha. Hi, Hannah. Good morning. Hannah.
Sorry, good morning.
That's okay. Hi, Hannah. People are texting in things like, legally, my first name is Jessica, but I've been called my middle name, Althea.
Althea.
My whole life. When I tell people my name is technically Jessica, I always get told that I do not look like a Jessica. Dude, Jessica and Althea, two different people.
Two different people.
I mean, you can't even have the same person.
I respect the Althea pull, though. Honestly, like, that's a solid name. Where did I meet an Althea recently? I've met an Althea recently.
At the nursing home?
No, they were young. They were, oh, I think they might have been a child.
All right, let's go. Hannah, how did you get your name? And do people say you look like a Hannah?
So I've never been told that I look like a Hannah. It's actually funny because I was told that I look like a Bethany because you mentioned that earlier.
So you're like, did you call
honest,
me?
Hannah and what? Bethany are like the same realm to me.
Oh,
like,
no
when
way.
When I see a Hannah and a Bethany, they're both like basic bitches. Same. I don't know how else to say
Well, dang,
no,
Hannah.
I know what you mean.
I'm totally profiling.
This is a profiling, 100% racially profiling, 100%.
I admit it. I'm like, yeah, Hannah is totally a Starbucks. She's got just went to Target. Like, you know what I'm talking about.
Hannah. That's so funny. Hannah. I worked at Starbucks for 3.5 years.
Hannah.
You know what? I didn't even... I need your name to be a psychic at this point.
Honestly, right. I would have said she sounds like a Sarah.
She said to me, wow, how did you know how I worked at Starbucks?
And how did you know I'm going to Target later? Oh my gosh, I am a Hannah.
I don't even drink Starbucks. I just worked there.
Yeah, well, your name's Hannah.
Such
course.
A Hannah. Well, what a Hannah move.
All right,
they
Hannah.
They spell my name wrong.
Oh, look, naturally. They better spell it wrong.
Depends on if you have an H at the end or not.
Oh,
right?
Do you?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Nah.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Bye.
She said, whoa, that's weird.
She said, huh?
I worked at one.
Damn,
last but
Hannah.
Not least, Paige is on the phone in Sussex this morning. Hi, Paige.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hi. So do you look like a Paige? What does a Paige look like?
A book?
I feel like I've been told many times that I look like a Paige. I'm blonde and really tall. And I feel like a couple times I've been told like I look like an Ellie or something too, but mostly Paige.
You sound like an Ellie for sure. You sound like an Ellie for sure. Yeah,
really?
I don't know whether
Ellie
makes me think like bubbly, bright, like super, like yay all the time,
right.
And not
exactly
in a bad way.
What people say,
but Paige is also a nice bubbly. But the Paiges I know are not necessarily the nicest people.
I can't think of one Paige I know, honest to God, except for the Paige out of this book.
I can't stand you.